from last week's high school football games and week one of competition. I'll open up with Norwalk, heard live on 92.1 KRLS with Trevor Castle and Randy Sickema.
Fake to Fuller, Bush rolls left. The lefty pump fakes, spins out of a tackle, fires to the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Pella! C.J. Shetterly, a Houdini act from Bo Bush! Three receivers right, one to the left. Hochstein takes the snap. Quarterback power right side run, and he's in. Touchdown, Norwalk, Landon Hochstein, a two-yard run. And a handoff to Kenson Fuller around the right side. A little bit of room. And Kenson breaks free. He is loose. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella. Kenson Fuller, 74 yards. 16 seconds to go. Hochstein rolls and throws. He flips it and it's caught. Touchdown, Norwalk. Brayden Carlson, a six-yard score.
Final score, Norwalk 44, Pella 20. Pella Christian hosted Des Moines Christian, heard live on KIAKRLS.com, KRLS 2, with Andrew Schneider and J.D. Bohr.
Second down, he's in some trouble. He'll shed a couple of tackles in the backfield, rolls out to his left, fires downfield, and that pass is intercepted! Intercepted, what a sliding catch made by Colin Vanderwall, and the first interception of the new year for the Eagles. Handoff goes to Scherz again, sheds a couple tackles in the backfield. Juke step, he's in open space at midfield, has one man to beat at the 40, stays on his feet, has one man now to beat as he cuts far sideline to the 20. Stiff arm, still going, all the way down to the 10 and inside to the 7-yard line. Benny Scherz rumbles and stumbles for a huge gain inside the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone. Handoff goes to Scherz, and he'll put the exclamation point on this drive. Six for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. Benny Scherz has the Al Bundy four scores tonight.
Final score, Pella Christian 56, Des Moines Christian 28. Knoxville opened up at Newton, heard live on 95.3 KNIA.
Bauer in shotgun, takes a snap. He will look to throw. He gets it's fumbled, and a scramble. Still loose, Knoxville has it. The Panthers get the first turnover of the season, and jumping on it was Cale Kincaid. To snap, he will give it to Trout. He will walk in. Touchdown, Knoxville. And the Panthers take advantage of a fumble deep in their Newton territory. Snap down, kick is up. Got the distance. It is good!
That wasn't even close.
That could have been good by about 60 yards. And Luca DeYoung, I think we got a field goal kicker, folks. 39-17 with less than a second remaining.
Final score, Newton 39, Knoxville 17. Indianola went to Ankeny Centennial, heard live on 94.3 KIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson.
Handoff up the middle. Pushes forward, and I think in a 3-yard run for Ankeny Centennial. Hit in the backfield and taken down, and that should be a safety. And we'll see, it is. Indianola's defense forces a sack in the end zone and gets the 2 points.
Final score, Indianola 26, Ankeny Centennial 20. PCM went to Almost, Missouri, also known as Bloomfield, to play Davis County, heard live on KIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3, with Perry Bell and Mike Effner.
And PCM's quarterback is under center this time.
Boy, they got off the ball there. Going to be another touchdown.
He's gone!
Quarterback keeper right up the middle.
A nice little swing pass to Robbins. Could he go all the way? Wow.
Boy, he's got some shiftiness out there, doesn't he? Stop and go.
That was a 47-yard touchdown pass to Robbins. That's a quarterback keeper around the left end. And it's
he's
a
in.
2-yard touchdown as the big assault continues. 2-yard TD run.
Final score, PCM 48, Davis County 14. Pleasantville traveled to Linville Sully, heard live on KIAKRLS.com, KIA 3 with Tyler Crabb.
With one receiver out wide, they're going to send Jonah Schumacher in motion as a tight end. They're going to hand to Ammons. He's going to sneak his way up near the goal line to the two. He had Yusuf Kolya over the middle. It's through his hands, intercepted into the end zone. That was number 13, Blake Van Wyk. Dylan Ammons gets the Trojans on the board for the first time in the 2022 season. And a two-yard touchdown score. Dylan Ammons makes this game 20-6.
Final score, Linville Sully 32, Pleasantville 7. Those were last week's highlights from our area football games.